Now, the people around us will see you in each of their lives, and we will represent you well, Lord, in each of our lives, Jesus. Lord, it's our desire that we have that hope, Lord. We have that hope in you. We know that already, Lord. Lord, I pray that we will be excited, Lord, for your coming, so that we will be able to do the things that you want us to do. God, as we listen to your word this morning, to be your glance to each of our hearts, and grant us wisdom, O Lord, that we will be able to understand your word. And grant us the grace, Lord, that we will be able to apply whatever things that you have stored for us this morning. And we bless your servant who will be bringing forth your word this morning. Lord, your name will be magnified. Your name will be praised. We bless the rest of the time of this fellowship. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name we pray, everybody says, Amen.
Daniel 5 and your succession is leading one chapter at a time for objecting. Today's one is very simple. The writing is on the wall, or writing on the wall, which is become a video to interesting. So, let's just do it. Thank you for this time to work together. You also give us inspiration and also the teaching of this. The chapter of Daniel, we will have long 27 from it. And we send it out to you as one teach us immediately in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay. So, we got a train in July. Last July, I was very busy preparing four talks with CMI. And so, I assisted for mission commission committee. So, in the early part of July is my birthday, so you say that's what I need to go to the rest of and we very sensing the change, nor is it something there is the And we came back, and then the next day, I said, I was still dealing with all the calling, CMI, okay, processing. So, God spoke to Nebuchadnezzar at the following yesterday about DM calling personal. So, we changed the last session. Years later, God also spoke to Belshazzar. They will speak at the session in the last meeting. King gained in the. So God's patience ran out and he was time for judgment. Whatever we look at. How do we read the current events through our interlens? In this direction, our behavior. Change and maybe even influence of everybody. Influence to the people we talk. So the Bible is really from the study, we need to take those events, this world there. In Daniel 1, before we see the powerful Nebuchadnezzar, a world leader of his time, we play up very nicely for us to look at some of the leaders of today. So I think that Mr. Trump is a bit more like Nebuchadnezzar than Cyrus the King. reason because he has a megaphone, mega presence, mega vision, and mega foreign policy. And God is using him to change, to reshape geopolitics. I mean, Mr. Trump can explain this story. When you look at the world history, anybody can do it, nobody. Only him can do it. And also, God prepared for him to lose in the last election so that, you know, he put himself in others, and he can actually straight away when he gets inaugurated, and he can bring in good the things that are happening locally and also in the US and also outside. So there are three questions, maybe they are all answered in Daniel as well. One is, can a politician become a Christian? Yes. Can a Christian become a politician? Of course. Daniel and Stephen are not politicians, but they didn't want to be politicians. They want to be scribes, but they became also politicians. Is there an active spiritual realm that good and good and evil fight? Or good and fallen angels fight? Yes, there is. So I'm going to show you where you need this river to live together in Daniel. So this is the setting for the first chapters that I came up with. Today we have two chapters, three chapters here, writing of the war. And then we will transition in August to the persecution of Daniel, because we have a new king, yeah, and the way he is demanding the empire is different from the Canadians. And in chapter 9, we have a theme, yeah, that the leader is also in chapter 9. And God shapes the world kingdom to those people who is the theme that we're looking at. Okay? So Daniel has three friends. Three friends are probably about 17, 22 years old max. And he became politicians and very long. Their culture states that God intervened on their behalf, yeah, which is a learning choice. Okay? If you ever kept it somewhere, you should trust God, they will. For the benefit of what you are doing. King Nebuchadnezzar, Babylon is a monarchy. USA is not a monarchy, it's a republic. No king administration is basically a non-one issue. Because there are two branches around the US, basically, five branches where the president and the elite, such as the cabinet members, and there is not one country. So it's a republic, it's an election, it's democracy, it's there. Faith in supernatural biases, insights, natural phenomenon is something which is not present in the liberal mechanics, but only there in the supernatural. So it came out, you know, Daniel was written way after, in the second century, after every single season. This was how Daniel was written. Actually, it's not a Daniel, they are the three, not everything. I'm going to give that one slide on that one. Daniel and his three friends live compelling lives of trust in the Most High God. Okay? And Yahweh's power is too much for Nebuchadnezzar to reject. So finally, he also got converted after the came out. Okay. If there's a name where I can find it in the internet, think like an awesome beer in your house. This is what was in today. Now, you can also look at the main structure of Daniel this way. The policy changes in chapter 1, verse 4, 8, chapter 2, verse 2, verse 4, and then 4, which is one of the essentials of the last verse, is the history of the empire written in Aramaic. And the reason why I did this is because I was just finished the Hebrew and Aramaic courses. So I'm able to read them and that will pass them for you. All some people have been passed in the study group and maybe to read some. So that was nice. Yeah. This is a literal or structural view of wisdom for Israel. So God shaped the world's kingdom to bring the people home with the theme. He unifies a dead dominant idea that can encapsulate the book and as a whole. Yeah. So we believe God is sovereign over nations. Then we can address questions like, why do we say not win in a very, very friendly way? It's not allowed to be. The way should be fair to the top. We do the things for you. Now, go to your pillar of chronology because you see the changes in the first list. 625 BC for the Nabopolassar, which is Nebuchadnezzar's father, rebelled and defeated the Assyrian fighting. And Nebuchadnezzar was with his father as a general, and he was the crown prince of God. And out in 605 BC, Nebuchadnezzar defeated Pharaoh Necho the second at Carchemish. Because of that, the army of Nebuchadnezzar pushing south until the Egyptian goes back to his own slaves and won the country. And there's a change in the in the ruling of Jerusalem as well. So and then you have which is after that, and then I think I give you another name, which is basically somebody else. And then I because it's too much, so I don't put it in. So Nabonidus is a final ruler, and he was in Saudi Arabia, but you know why he was in Saudi Arabia. And so this co-regency is Belshazzar. So Belshazzar is the one, the last of the king of Babylon, and then. There is a mean style, Cyrus the Great. Style means the way he still will dress the king. In the Bible, it is Darius the Mede. And he conquered Babylonia, which we will read about it later on today. Then Cyrus the Persian, style Cambyses, is the next king, which is the son of Darius the Mede. Okay? Darius the First, which is the Persian in Australia. As Ahasuerus style verses. Well, really, this one is the thing which Esther married. So I'll just check that and give you the right one before. So this is how the chapters are organized, and it's organized by Daniel. Okay? But this is not the way God gave him the vision. There's another chart here, which is that's how God gave him the vision. Okay? So we have chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, and 7, chapter 7, chapter 8, chapter 5, 6, 9, 10, 11, and 12. That's an arrangement of the logic. Yeah. We must spend too much time on this one. I think the last one is slightly so why I need to. Let's go into the beginning of the word, G, the beginning of chapter 5, verse 1. I mean, the Bible with you. I didn't put it on the slide, it's just too much to put. And so we have to also make a Bible, chapter 5, verse 1, whether the electronic one or the paper one. First verse, Belshazzar the king held a great feast for 1,000 of the nobles. And he was drinking wine in the presence of the thousand. Yeah. So he's always drinking a lot. And so they see any, so that's why he says, when Belshazzar tasted the wine, he said, bring the gold and silver vessels, which Nebuchadnezzar, his father, had taken out of the temple which was in Jerusalem, so that the king and his nobles, his wives and concubines, might drink from them. Then they brought the gold vessels which had been taken out of the temple, the house of God which was in Jerusalem, and the king and his nobles, his wives and concubines drank from them. They drank the wine and praised the gods of gold and silver, of bronze, iron, wood, and stone. And that is really the crunch. Yeah. So they start worshiping idols, the gods, holy things, and everything. Suddenly, the fingers of a man's hand came out and began writing opposite the lampstand on the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw and back the back of the hand. The writing. Then the splendor of the king's face changed, and his thoughts alarmed him, and his hip joints went slack or loosened, and his knees were knocking against each other. Verse 7. The king called out loudly to bring in the conjurers, the Chaldeans, and the Divines, the king answered and said to the wise men of Babylon, any man who can read this writing and declare its interpretation to me shall be clothed with purple and have a necklace of gold around his neck, in blue with power, as the third ruler in the kingdom. So at this point, there are a lot of academics saying, you see, this is not correct, this is not very history. Then all the king's wise men came in, but they could not read the writing or make known his interpretation to the king. Then King Belshazzar was greatly alarmed, and the splendor of his face changed further, and the nobles were perplexed. Verse 10. The queen entered the banquet hall because of the words of the king and his nobles. The queen answered and said, O king, live forever. Do not let your thoughts alarm you or splendor of your face be changed. There is a man in your kingdom which is a spirit of the holy gods. And in the days of your father, illumination, insight, and wisdom, like the wisdoms of the gods, were found in him. And King Nebuchadnezzar, your father, the king, set him as the chief of the magicians, conjurers, Chaldeans, and diviners. This was because an extraordinary spirit, knowledge, and insight, interpretation of dreams, explanation of enigmas, and solving difficult problems were found in Daniel. In this day, whom the king named Belshazzar, let Daniel now be summoned, and he will declare the interpretation. So the queen is not a queen that is living in Christian Israel. Queen, they call it what? His mother. Then Daniel was brought in before the king, and the king answered and said to Daniel, are you the Daniel who is one of the exiles from Judah, whom my father, the king, brought from Judah? Now I've heard about you that the spirit of the gods is in you, and that illumination, insight, and extraordinary vision, wisdom has been found in you. Just now, the wise men and the conjurers brought things before me that they might read this writing and make this interpretation known to me, but they could not declare the interpretation of the message. But I personally have heard about you, and you are able to give interpretations and solve difficult problems. Now, if you are able to read the writing and make this interpretation known to me, you will be clothed with purple and wear a necklace or gold around your neck, and you will rule with power and as the third ruler in the kingdom. Verse 17. Then Daniel answered and said before the king, let your gifts remain with you and give your rewards to someone else. However, I will read the writing to the king and make the invitation known to him. O king, the Most High God granted the kingdom, grandeur, glory, and majesty to Nebuchadnezzar your father. And because of the grandeur which he bestowed on him, all the peoples, nations, and men of every town feared and were in dread before him. Whomever he wished to kill, and whomever he wished he kept alive, whomever he wished he raised up, and whomever he wished he made low. So this is the reign of the Nebuchadnezzar. But when his heart was raised up and his spirit became so strong that he became arrogantly, he was deposed from the royal throne and his glory was taken away from him. He was also driven away from the sons of man, and his heart was made like that of a beast. And his place of habitation was with the wild donkeys. He was given grass to eat and cattle, and his body was drenched with dew of the sky until he knew that the Most High God is a powerful ruler over the kingdom of mankind. And then sets up over it whomever he wishes. Okay? So it's the same verse today. I just want to let you know that same. Verse 22. Yet you, his son, Belshazzar, have not made your heart lowly, even though you knew all this. But you have raised yourself up against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before you, and you and your nobles, the wives and your concubines, have been drinking wine from them, and you have praised the gods of silver and gold, or bronze, of iron, wood, stone, which do not see, hear, or know. But the God in whose hand are your life breath and all your ways, you have not honored. Then the king was sent from him, and his writing was inscribed. Now, this is the writing that was inscribed, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upasen. This is the interpretation of the message. Mene means God has numbered your kingdom and put an end to it. Tekel, you have been weighed on the scales and found lacking. And your verse 28, Perez, the kingdom has been divided and given over the Medes and the Persians. Last three verses. Then Belshazzar said to the world, said the word, and they clothed Daniel with purple and put a necklace of gold around his neck, the issue of proclamation concerning him that he would be the third powerful ruler of the kingdom. That same night, the Belshazzar and the Chaldean king was killed. So there is a need to receive the kingdom at about age of 62. This particular verse in the Masoretic text, the Hebrew text, actually chapter 6, verse 1. Either way, it's okay. No problem in that. So secular historians named Babylon as the new Babylonian Empire. The Chaldeans, okay? Basically, you go further back, you have to be the Babylonian Empire. It's not a new Babylonian Empire starting with the notes. But this is in your notes, in your printout chronology. So for a long time, anti-Bible academics have really disappointed about that. So how the question, how did the kingdom pass from them cancer to the professor, the shuts up? The ancient historians, gives the following order of events. Okay? So Nebuchadnezzar died in 562 BC after a 43-year reign. Became a follower of Yahweh, as indicated in chapter 4. Now his son Nebuchadnezzar, is mentioned in the scriptures around there, ruled for only 2 years, assassinated by his brother-in-law, Nebuchadnezzar. Because his rule was arbitrary and licentious, he did not do the right job. And then Nebuchadnezzar, he ruled for 4 years until he died a natural death. He made a quite old when he got a kingdom. His son, Labashi Marduk, only a child and of diminished dental capacity or medical problem. He ruled for only 9 months when he was beaten to death by a gang of conspirators. The conspirators appointed Nabonidus, one of the gang, the king. He ruled until Cyrus the Persian, which is Cyrus the Mid style, Cyrus the Great indeed. Then the second world called Cyrus the Great conquered Babylon. And so that is a historical part of what has happened before Belshazzar. Now, for a long time, the anti-Bible academics, anti-supernatural, have claimed that the Bible is accurate in naming Belshazzar as the monastery. However, later they found an archaeological piece of cylinder, called a Nebuchadnezzar cylinder, confirms that Belshazzar did not co-region the third year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, the 5 BC. And continuing their capacity until the fall of Babylon in 539 BC. So Nebuchadnezzar is the son-in-law of Nebuchadnezzar. He was in Arabia at the time when the kingdom was fallen to the Persians. We are not sure why he was there, but Belshazzar was the crown prince of Nebuchadnezzar anyway, so he was in the palace running his support. This law is important. This is in your notes, and if you look at the whole history, I just want to give you reference that is referenced in Tilawaya and also Daniel only. Okay. We talk about sovereignty now. In our lunch, police ability, sovereignty needs. So, God is sovereign in changing government. Okay? Now, this is a writing that was inscribed in many, many in passing. Okay? It's a sign in Daniel 6, verse 9 to 14. A sign. Okay? You will go to that later on. And then many, many Mina shekels in birth, the number two times of emphasis, quite a number, the kingdom that put in the end with. And then tekel, which is the shekel from the world, weigh, you have to weigh on the scale in the long neck. All these are translated by Daniel and given to Belshazzar. In Farsi, the half shekels, singular is kares. And from birth, you divide to the kingdom, has been divided and given over the Medes and the Medes and the Persians. Now, this is a poetic verse from God. Some people say that poetry means allegoric, but it doesn't mean real. Example of poetry that is very sweet. And that everything is very sweet. 4 words to change the history from Babylon to Nebuchadnezzar, which is this 4 words. Six words to change the current situation. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. 6 words. Now, I see a lot of people today, you know, saying that, but what you mean is in the medical. And nuclear weapon means some years down, some months down, whatever. Now, just imagine, do a thought experiment yourself. Imagine there's a, just one nuclear bomb, you know, detonated in Tel Aviv or something. Israel will respond, right? The response is brimstone and fire. Yeah? Because Israel is a nuclear nation. They have nuclear weapons. They could fire even to, let's say, to Tehran, to Qom, or some other cities. You know what happened? The world would be on fire, right? So you just have to do a thought experiment. That's why this is so important, this one. But can Iran get his nuclear weapon? After, let's say, this memorandum of understanding becomes achieved. Sure, you can buy from the black market, buy from Russia, buy from North Korea, maybe not from China. They are looking cheap, the kind of people, the kind of person. So that's how it is like. Yeah. I probably stopped it, yeah, because I was in local, they wouldn't do it here. You can walk from the meantime. This is not from the meantime. So God's authority over kings and kingdoms like this, yeah. Or change the kingdom. So there are a few points that we picked up from this reading. So you have verse 1 to 4 about defiance of the Holy God, interruption of the Son of God in verse 9, 5 to 9, and then 10 to 17, indicative of the faithful servant, and then indictment from the Most High God in 18 to 10, and then the last one, the continue the kingdom transfer. Yeah. So God invites the last one, it's not the rest of the house. Yeah. And you got to know these writings of the law, what is the new verse there? So this is an image you can imagine yourself being a thought experiment in Babylon. You know? Doing a banquet. 1,000 nobles of family. Shiraz wine flowing. Shiraz is a place in Iran as well. Very nice wine, but Shiraz, very much. Shiraz wine flowing. Kingdom celebrating is all greatness. Okay? So what do people do with power when they think no one is watching? No one is watching everything. Yeah? Huge historical gap is between Nebuchadnezzar's faith and Belshazzar's infidelity. Some sins are not ignorant, idolatry, they are defined on his creation. This is a series of events, you know, that idolatry. And that's what the whole world is worshiping. So we must not bring other idols into our own faith. We are only one God. We worship only Yahweh and our Creator. And so this defines about the meet and reckoning. So, first point there. The assessor commands the sacred vessels of Jerusalem temple to be brought out for drunken revelry. which is flexibility in managing how it goes, but and then they are not neutral objects, yeah? They are instruments consecrated to the linga, all the vessels that were in the temple of Jerusalem. They seized when Jerusalem fell, yeah? And the Jain from them, while hosting Babylonian gods, is not merely in piety, but it is a direct mockery of the Yahweh sovereignty. That's why God can create the empire. Now, this embodies a core Babylonian assumption. Human empire is ultimate. Foreign gods and their people are trophies or not threats. Yeah? Now, the interesting point is every generation has both version of the Belshazzar feast. Using what is consecrated or what is carnal, teaching God's gifts as raw material for self glorification. What temple vessels are being desecrated in our own comfort and pride? That's the question we can ask ourselves. It is a sin of desecration of holy things. So, like the Bible, don't treat it like God's word, but treat it like some kind of a book that you can study, and you offer alternative interpretation of it, is not aligned in line with the whole Bible. Those people need to reconcile to God, because they rejected Christ in the world of basically. Second point, interruption by the foreign God, by sovereign God. At the height of the feast, the hand appears. And this is really supernatural now. That's why the first decision is here. We believe in such things, they happen. The king's face drains, yeah? His face drains. His knees drop, his legs give way. Okay? So he was really frightened. God does not yell over the noise, yeah? The noise. He writes in supernatural history, mystery. So the wisest men in Babylon are useless before it. Human wisdom cannot decode the divine speech, but they need to have that relationship. And God's timing is precise, not at the beginning of the Shatzah's way, but at the end of the Shatzah's way. Not because the cup was raised, but after. God is not reactive, he is patient, and he acts with finality. The long silence is not absence, but really patience of God. That's just like what 2 Peter said about 1,000 years of a day, patient with everyone come to, so that everyone can come to remembrance. The implication is God is shaping the world at his appointed time. Okay? I know there are a lot of, when the memorialism was created, a lot of, it's up. Everybody talking about the sort of guiding on this thing. But God comes only at his appointed time, not any time. I don't believe only time, but on the team. God has a way of working against him. Does God see what Babylon does with his holy things? Of course. The answer is yes, and he divides his buried in the enemy's throne room. There's just a less guard up basically, because he has listened to a lot of promotion. The foreign armies are going to attack, which is the reason Persian will attack Babylon. So in those days, when we fight the warfare, right, you have the castle or the site that you protect that. So you need a lot of reinforcement around it. And you need a lot of storage for food so that it can last very long. Yeah? So that's what they do. So we heard of armies, but he's still having a celebration today because he thought we are so well fortress, ourselves so well protected by the fortress. We don't worry about them coming against us. The sign of the judgment is just like the days of Noah and Lot. Yeah? These are signs so that we learn from. The next point, number three, is that the integrity of the faithful servant. The queen mother, likely the queen dowager, who knew Nebuchadnezzar, remembers Daniel. Okay? A man with excellent spirit, knowledge, and understanding what they said before God. The Shasta forgot Daniel, but Daniel's reputation endures. Faithfulness outlasts political passion. Yeah? Daniel refuses the king's gifts before speaking, but he will not be bought decision or obligated. Okay? He doesn't have that kind of obligation. This is not holiness, it is a posture of someone who already knows where his reward comes from, which is the Creator God. Yeah. So his stand firm, application is to us as God's people in exile at home, who maintain character that outlasts than any region. So we can be here in Singapore, we must also work with our character in such a way that the word of God drives our directions. Okay? This consistency is a testimony. His testimony is Daniel's weakness. The disciples of Christ, we are required to be exiles on earth until we are called home one day. Okay? It's an appointed time for us. Diamond from the Most High God. Now, this is very critical to the crux of the whole thing, right? It's building up. Daniel rehearses the case against Belshazzar in three movements. Okay? So, what you knew about Belshazzar's Nebuchadnezzar humiliation was no secret. Belshazzar inherited that same testimony. What you choose, knowing or unknowing, he lifted himself up against the Lord of heaven. What you miss is the God who holds his breath in his hand, he has not ordered. Okay? That means God is holding our breath in his hand for all of us. The inscription decoded is many, many patterns of passing, number, number, weight, and divide. Okay? So God has called the Jesus' days and brought him to an end, and he weighed him in the balance, and he is found wanting. God has divided his kingdom and is giving it to the ladies and the virgins. History has changed, you know. The verdict was declared. This is sovereignty in motion. God is not merely judging 1 pound or 1 pound of king. He is transferring the world empire to position his people for the return home. So the next empire version will issue a decree sending Israel back to the land, which will cover in Ezra and Gideon. But one of the geopolitical upheaval is God's navigating his people towards restoration. Okay? Same as happening to us today. And you see the writing of the Paul community. What is the writing in there? Yeah. Which is in the Persian language, I think. Learning many taken in this. Okay. Fulfillment, the kingdom transfer. So God's words accomplished. Belshazzar orders Daniel. Perhaps hoping there's mercy might follow. You know, try to avoid in court the line. And orders cannot go by like a counted and finished kingdom. Okay? The appointed time of judgment has come. That very night, Belshazzar is slain. Darius the weak receives the kingdom. God's word is never ornamental. It's not for display for the king. Yeah? What he declares he does, and he does it without delay when the time has come. God's word is accomplished, even today. This is the hinge of history. One empire falls and another rises, and Israel's exile's path is appointed. Exile's path begins to open. God's judgment on Babylon is simultaneously God's mercy towards his people. The same act that ends, Belshazzar begins the next chapter of redemption. So you can see that. Maybe I just put the conclusion and so confusion. Yeah? God writes the last word, four words on. Every empire said that sets itself against God's way, numbered by on God's timetable, not ours. God's people in exile are strongly in front of Babylon, or respect in Babylon, they needed to trust God was really shipping Babylon's hand. The writing of Belshazzar's wall is a comfort to the faithful that us should be faithful the hope is not renewed, it's not lost, the hope is still in us. History has an author, the humans have a limit. And the God who holds every breath in his hand is bringing his people home. So we're waiting for us to go home as well. This is a gospel connection here. In Christ, the final verdict on human pride was absorbed at the cross. Okay? The scales of balance, not our righteousness, but his righteousness. We who deserve to be found wanting have been planned righteous. Okay? The same God who ended the processor's kingdom is being what that will never be divided, yeah? Which is God's kingdom. Yeah? So, this is coming soon. That's all we can say. The threefold rhythm in Daniel 5, the phrase, God who holds a breath in his hand, reminds us the same hand has written our future history. Yeah? So as I think the pride is mentioned in this book, Daniel chapter, like a piece of book of Daniel, maybe the fish one as well, but just look at pride alone. When pride rises, God intervenes, and then God advances his purposes. Something for the reader of the movement, chapter 5. The last verse in the Bible is in Revelation 21. It says that praise our Lord Jesus in the wind. In the water, so it's able to back. So we can see that if you want to apply it to us, it's a teacher issue. Now, today's reality is this. So if someone was born in 1990 and lived until 1990, he would have lived an exceptional life. I mean, he go past all these events, so World War I. Okay, it's too young to be. So you take which for him. He saw the medium in that world. The Spanish flu immediately came and in 2020, 15 million people died. Let's say he survived the Spanish flu. And then there's a great depression, 7 million died. Then 1939 and 1945, the World War II, 16 million people died. Now, at age of 39, he continued conscripting for World War. So he escaped that, he came back alive. If he's American, then he would be in the Korean War, but then he probably a veteran in Yugoslavia, do another war, some people have come to the war. So he died at 80 years old. So this illustration simply says that those who born after 1980, may say their grandparents do not understand how hard life is. Actually, COVID-19 was only a small test. There were only 2,100 people died in Sydney. Very small amount, not very much of the cheese. Life is getting better and easier until the second term. So much so that health and wealth are the focus of many Laodicean churches. Laodicean churches are health and wealth church. Okay? And we want to go there. Yeah? We want to go according to the Bible, give us the time. So I have three questions to ask, and we go through this as some kind of training with you that I got done. That you do homework for you to do until next time. Question like good training methods, you know. So question one, which nation has the best fighting force? That means well-trained soldiers, good intelligence, weaponry is advanced, equipment is functioning, experience, and also previous experience today. This is the best money for the money. US and right? Yes. Because they are all experienced fighters. This aspect. Same as Israel as well, Israel as well, with a great group of Israel. So why not China? They don't have the experience fighting in modern world. But they're very interested in Taiwan, really. No, I think I'm just. Second question, which nation will be superpower, global dominance, and the point of time of the end? I think one of these issues. There will be a new complete nation. Because there is room to go. I think the US is interested in the moving world. They are very dominant. And not China as well, not China. Not China is mentioned in Bible as a king, one of the kings of the East. So all this rivalry in the US and China is I think, made by man very important. That's what important. Will NATO align with Israel in the positive time of the end? This is a NATO's current problem. Not an industrial know-how and manufacturing basis. You don't know that. They have a pretty good military investment. They think that they know more. You guys are playing for us anyway. Unable to directly defend Ukraine because after part of NATO and energy dependent on Russia, some of the nation is energy dependent on Russia. Article 5 is changed because it was written in 1949. It doesn't stay a nuclear weapon. And also, there were nuclear bombs, two bombs dropped in Japan. But the thing is this, that they believe that Article 5 bombs uses Russia as well as the deal outcome. Then, obviously, this thing leaked, right? And the information that was about leaked, Mother Nation, Pakistan, has bombs, not only that, is nuclear weapons as well. And so, what Trump is trying to stop further manipulation. So, this sort of background brings us to the homework point about political training. Yes, chapter 11, your homework. Read Daniel 11, better chapter 9 to 12. Process the history of the wars of Antiochus, of succession, right? Wars of succession. After the death of Alexander, it is around 8 months BC. You can look at the, it's given the website there, World History, and God, the Wars of the Antiochus. Now, you use David Guzik's poetry called Enduring World. He was former pastor of the Chapel of Santa Barbara. But now he's no more a pastor because he was given the reins to somebody else, given half the reins to somebody else. So he's mainly looking after his own commentaries and Enduring World. So you read that chapter 11 commentary because he put down very nicely good events. The traveling that's in the Holy Spirit and that commentary according to the chapter. Every person of this has insights. So the questions we have today is this: you have to use context, right? And suspend all end times rupture in, okay? Who controls history? How does God work in history? Does Daniel 11 suggest that the future history that David is fulfilled at 281 BC and does not apply to the end time? Doesn't mean that. Because from Daniel's point of view, he wrote it and then it got fulfilled, right? He said, all fulfilled, no more fulfillment than given in the end times. How much in Daniel 11 contains the future history of the end times? Check Daniel 34 verse 15. That could be Jesus' words. Yeah? Will we experience the second coming soon anytime or in the future, further future or coming time? I think it's a very good piece of homework that we all do together. And I will try to remember the answers as much as I can, as I am able to know. Okay, we are the doctrine. You must know it, right? Then it says, theological obligations of Iran's supreme ruler. Because he is basically a very staunch believer of Islam. Right? They believe that only nuclear weapons are necessary to generate chaos before the arrival of the Mahdi. This is taken from the Jerusalem News Syndicate team. There are a lot of these commentaries, but not everything in these words. So, you know, I just zero is that one that is useful to me. Now, I also have listened to John MacArthur's commentary. There's a 1 minute one, there's a 15 minutes one, and then there's a 30 minutes, you know, 4 hour. Then you can choose a thing. But this is a 15 minutes one. So, he said there are three people, two men who count, that's Maldi, Chachao Iman. Now, this is to him, to John MacArthur's words, is that this is a biblical antichrist. Okay? Who made a covenant in Israel for 7 years and slaughtered all those who did not worship Allah. Okay? The Islamic antichrist, Dajjal, claims deity as a false messiah, which is, of course, the reverse of biblical Jesus Christ. Okay? So this is a biblical Jesus Christ. Because they call it antichrist. Jesus will return on Allah's command to correct the world. Israel and Christians about him. Jesus will submit to the Mahdi and worship Allah. So this is biblical force. Okay. So it's all there. Yeah. But is it, you know, moving this way? No. And we just keep watching along to them. Signs of the chaos before the Mahdi is widespread ignorance. All right, you say that. Because I don't read Arabic. So it's probably the English translation of it. So knowledge will be removed and ignorance will dominate society. This relevant healing hadith mentioned how of mass killing becoming common. Right? Moral corruption, alcohol, adultery, misuse of trust, misbehave, disputes after death of the ruler, the village falling into the volcanoes or the strife. There's also violent conflict, tribulation involved, including the rise of tyrants, like the Sulfani or the Sunni narratives. Oppression of injustice, the world would fill with injustice in form of non-living, restores fairness. Okay? So all these are there. And even really make a lot of mistakes first in this world. Start to bomb the health states. Of course, that is. Okay. They're very angry, right? Yeah, what the problem with domestic air quality. So many countries are being affected in this war, including Cyprus, which is Britain's territory base. Yeah. And also, they try to bomb the overall, last year was a British Indian Ocean territory. Where is the matter of this disintegrated land in this case? Turkey has been quiet. It's the main player of the lack of the war. Now, this is the chronology of the Islamic eschatology. It's because of the Bab's, the Mahdi first, then the Dajjal, then the Jesus. He also mentioned God and Magog. Interesting, isn't it? And the final arm. Okay? So remember, Mahdi is the biblical Antichrist, Dajjal is the biblical Jesus Christ, Jesus is the biblical false prophet. Okay? You can be confused and regulate this. Who can be the proper opposition? Now, they believe the holy books are the Torah, the Psalms, the Gospel, and the Quran readings. There are 25 prophets, at least, which are 24, including Adam, Noah, Abraham, Shemaiah, Jacob, Moses, David. The final one, Muhammad. Okay? They are the writings of the Lord, true or false. These are the writings of the Lord, true or false. The Bible goes into the second. Okay? So we have to use the Bible to interpret it. And that's all I want to say about this. Next slide. Dear Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for teaching us from Daniel chapter 5. I know there's a lot of materials there, a lot of concepts given to us. We pray a lot that you continue to work in our hearts so this word is spoken from you, from the scripture, and we may gain more understanding to believe, Lord, and we trust the word of God, only trust in the word of God because you are 100% correct through the Bible, and we are submitting to you, Lord, to that in Jesus' name. Thank you.